I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan's Balochistan province, nearly 200 people lost their lives over the weekend. On Saturday, fighters from the Balochistan Liberation Army killed dozens in several coordinated attacks. Pakistani security forces intervened swiftly, killing at least 145 BLA fighters. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says regional chaos like this opens the door for the gospel.
Because the people are suffering. And so you begin to question, look at your worldview and say, is this really all that life has for me?
Many Muslims in Balochistan desire political independence. So pray for the gospel to bring them spiritual independence.
We need to mobilize the Christian church in Pakistan into this area more strategically and intentionally.
Your prayers and partnership can help Unknown Nations do just that. We'll connect you in the full story at our website. And
when people open the Word of God and read it, they're having hope.
That's Jason Wolford of Mission Cry. Hope is deeply needed in many parts of the world. The ministry's work began when a junk dealer found a Bible in a garbage can 70 years ago. He then found more and sent a box of books to India. Since then, Mission Cry has sent Bibles and Christian books to 181 countries and estimated $500 million in materials. That brings book donors into the global gospel movement.
Having the ability to become a missionary without ever leaving their home and sending the word that doesn't return void.
More importantly, people desperate for hope are gaining access to the source. Pray for Mission Cry to find more books and for the Holy Spirit's guidance in where to send them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.